Hi, I need to speak to somebody right now.
Hello, my name is Roger. How may I help you this morning?
I've just spent half an hour driving around trying to find a parking spot. It's crazy out there and no one knows what's going on.
May I ask your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, I'm sorry that was the start of your visit today. I understand why you're frustrated. That's a long time to drive around and wait. Closing our West Parkade for improvements creates challenges on busy days.
No kidding.
Could you describe what happened when you got to the mall today? Your comments could help us. You see, we put up signs explaining what is happening and to redirect traffic, but it sounds like it's still confusing. Maybe you can help us communicate this better.
I don't know. I'm late, and I've got to buy my brother a present. Okay, I guess I can. I came to the mall via 14th Street. There was a traffic jam before the turnoff, and everyone was just honking and shouting. We stayed in the slow-moving line that eventually went to the East Parkade.
Thanks, Jessica. I'm making notes for my manager, and I want to confirm that I've heard you correctly. You came via 14th Street and took the turn off the West Parkade?
Yep.
And you didn't see any signs on 14th Street, or at the entrance saying the West Parkade was closed for construction and to use the East Parkade instead?
No.
Were there any signs telling customers to travel via 11th Street instead?
I didn't see any.
I'm so sorry about that, Jessica. I'll make a note that someone needs to check the signs right now.
Good.
Would you like my manager to give you a call to discuss this?
Nah, don't worry about it.
Are you sure? It's not a problem. She'll want to let you know that we followed up.
No, it's fine.
Okay, Jessica. Thanks again for taking the time to let us know what's going on. We really appreciate it. I'm sorry again for any inconvenience. I know you're going to find a great present for your brother today.
Thanks. See ya.